Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now that he is the beat reporter for the Orlando Sentinel and UCF, Jason Beatty is everywhere and obviously doing everything UCF. Tough game this past week as the Knights are now 2-2. Jason, obviously, first of all, thanks for joining us. And that fourth quarter really undid the Knights. They had that lead going into the fourth quarter and came apart.
Yeah, 17 unanswered points for the Navy midshipmen. I mean, they ran all over the Knights. I mean, they really didn't look like that many second half adjustments were made defensively to even slow down the triple option. I know the triple option offense. I know that very well, coming from Key West High School.
Yeah.
That's what the Conks run, right? But
yes.
It's unique in college football, and thankfully UCF won't have to face an offense like that again this season. But you got to start wondering about this rush defense and the defense in general moving forward, and what Travis Williams plans to do and how that's going to change. But Navy had their way this past Saturday for sure.
I heard Coach Malzahn after the game, and he didn't, he wasn't ripping the team apart. He says, we made mistakes and we've got to work on them. But he says, as long as we correct them, because obviously he knows. You got an extremely tough East Carolina team. People don't want to take them for granted because they're not a bad team at all. And then the trip to Cincinnati the following week. What is it going to take to get this team right back on track? Because obviously they played Louisville really, really tough the entire game. They lost by a touchdown. I mean, every game, has been close except for the Bethune-Cookman game. The Boise game came down to either way. Same thing, as I said, Louisville and the Navy. I mean, if they didn't have a breakdown in the fourth quarter, is it about playing the entire four quarters? Is that probably going to be the message this week? Because, like I said, East Carolina is a team that poses a lot of problems. They're loaded with kids.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we definitely should not overlook ECU. I mean, they put up 52 points against a Tulane team that actually looked pretty well, against Oklahoma. And I thought, they're 1-4. I'm surprised to see that from Tulane. I mean, but look, ECU has an extremely good running back in Keaton Mitchell, Holt Naylor, as we know about, and what they're doing at East Carolina. So it's not an easy walk in the park. I was a little bit surprised to see that UCF was favored by 10 points. I know they're at home, but look, they're missing some guys. But, Malzahn talked about it after the game. They've got to find some ways to finish games. I mean, right. you mentioned the Boise State win, and that was a great start to the season. But, these past two games, they've been close. They've come down to the wire and a couple play calls here and there. I do like the fact that Malzahn has taken responsibility. I felt like at times when there were close losses like that, the previous coach, Josh Heupel, maybe would talk about players needing to execute as opposed
right.
to coaching taking responsibility. I feel like Malzahn's messaging has been completely different from the previous staff in the sense that he needs to be better as a head coach, and his coaches need to be better, and he needs to do a better job at getting his coaches prepared week to week. So I do feel like, look, this ECU game is not a walk in the park. I think Cincinnati's a much tougher test, obviously a top five team, and they should be able to crash the college football playoff thing if things go right. But you look at the rest of the schedule. I mean, at SMU, they face a Temple team that upset Memphis this past weekend.
In Memphis, you have to play Memphis,
right?
Too. So,
I mean, it's you know, you're looking at a tough season moving forward for sure if things don't turn around pretty quickly.
No breathers at all. Jason Beattie joining us, Orlando Sentinel. He covers the UCF Knights, and you talk about this program, and you cover it on a daily basis, and you see, I mean, obviously injuries, and they have a few key injuries in positions where they're not deep. And I was listening, I think, to Coach Malzahn's press conference, and he alluded to that, we have some kids banged up. Not in his words, this is not excuses, but, you know, they're in that positions that we're not really deep at. Talk about that, because I think that's an important thing in just letting people know that, I mean, you know, they're playing. I mean, because like I said, they're going down to the wire in every single game. So maybe a missing player or two could have made the difference.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's not the main excuse, right? But it's definitely an impact. I mean, to say it's not impactful on the game would be silly, because when your starters go down, guys like Jalen Robinson at wide receiver and your best running back, Isaiah Bowser, and your best linebacker, Tatum Bethune, who South Florida knows really well,
yes,
and your best defense, that one of your better defensive backs, also from South Florida, Corey Thornton, goes down. I mean, that when those things happen, you know, your second guys become your starters, your third, your threes become your twos, your fours become your threes, and as the game goes on, that impacts your depth and quality of depth as well. So absolutely, it's a factor, and you're not able to do certain things, and obviously Dylan Gabriel, you know, being out for the indefinite future, and I thought Mikey Keene did a really solid job. So there are definitely some questions moving forward at other positions, but yeah, absolutely. The injuries, you know, as they begin to rack up, it's hard to, you know, no matter how well you coach or don't coach or whoever plays out there, that becomes challenging for sure.
No doubt. Jason Beattie joining us, Orlando Sentinel, and obviously, you know, we looked at a lot of the local kids. You mentioned Bethune, who's out of Miami Central, does an awesome job, and as you said, Corey Thornton as well. That's the one thing too, I think, that Coach Malzahn will keep going. When he was recruiting, whether he was at Auburn, wherever he was at, he always liked South Florida kids, and he always kind of looked at them as being the type of guys who are really gutty and guys who don't give up easily and stuff like that. And you find that out. But he's also making a lot of headway, and we talked about this before, in the Central Florida area. Because, you know, I look at the top 25 teams in the state of Florida, and you've got guys. You got Apopka, you've got Edgewater, you've got all these teams at Sanford Seminole. A lot of these teams that are right in the middle with a load of players, they've already gotten a couple of kids, as we mentioned, from Apopka, in some of the other areas. The relations seem like they're improved greatly between UCF and the Central Florida area.
Yeah, we the Orlando Sentinel, Chris Hayes, our recruiting reporter and high school reporter, he does a great job with us. He just released his 2023 Super Sentinel rankings for the best kids in Central Florida. And that list could honestly, you look at the top 10, that could be the best players in the state, let alone Central Florida. I mean, there's some serious talent, obviously, and not only in the 22 class, but the 23 class. And Malzahn's done a really good job focusing on not only the state of Florida and South Florida, but Central Florida as well. I mean, Nakai Martinez from Apopka, they're going to continue to recruit Apopka, Caven Call, and, you look around the Central Florida area, the Harris twins, Derek LeBlanc. I mean, you know, there is some really good talent in the area that they're going to try to keep. And, you know, look, we talked about this over the summer. The main key is winning, and right now they're not doing that. So before they even think about what could be possible on the recruiting trail, they got to get the season back on track.
No, I agree with you, but they're competing. And, you know, I mean, there's a difference. Yeah. If you're just losing, you know, there's
Absolutely.
Teams that are getting
Absolutely.
Hammered every week. But like I said, they're in this game, and I'm watching and I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I mean, they've got this Navy game because, you know, they're well coached and they're used to being in these close games. And then all of a sudden they let it get away. The same thing watching with the Louisville game. But I think the recruits too, Jason, that are watching the same thing, and they're going to go, well, yeah, well, maybe they're losing, but geez, they got some kids and, you know, they're right in the game. So if I went there, maybe it'll make a difference. And that's what kids, people don't understand, but that's what kids are thinking. You know, kids will go
and that's part
you
of
know that
too. I mean, yeah, that's part of the pitch too. I mean, it's like, how does, FSU and Miami over year and year and year keep getting these top 25 classes when they've, you know, the on-field performance has not been what they want it to be. It's like, well, the pitch to kids is, hey, you know, you come here, you can help rebuild the program, and then the rest of it's up to coaching. But you're absolutely right. UCF has been in these games, and, you know, some of these guys in the Central Florida area can be instant upgrades at certain positions, and they'll get plenty of playing time at UCF. So that's part of the pitch for sure.
No doubt. Let everybody know how they could follow you on social media and also on the website and all you write throughout the course of a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me at The Real BD on Twitter. Read all my stories at OrlandoSentinel.com. We got another home game coming up this weekend against CCU, and it's going to be a good one.
Good stuff. Jason, thanks so much for checking in. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Blue. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Jason Beattie, Orlando Sentinel, does it as good as anybody. I'll tell you, he's on top of that, and awesome all year round, which is the best thing to have, because we have him year round. He talks about recruiting, talks about summer stuff, and that's what we do with all our guys. I like that, and it keeps everybody listening, you know, in the loop. You don't have to guess. You got the people who cover these different teams daily, whether it's Miami or FSU or Florida. We have Corey Bender. We get him from all the schools, and next week we'll plug in with Andre Fernandez, who's up in Tallahassee as well, talk a little bit FSU football coming off a first win. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And, you know, when it comes to AutoNation, can't thank them enough for being aboard with us once again this football season. You know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, the tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck, because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road. But AutoNation doesn't just sell cars, they service them, and they'll even buy them as well. If you're looking to sell that current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. Good deal. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. So start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck you want. Hurry to the AutoNation store nearest you.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.